T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros here on WWL. I'm Zach Streif. Deuce McAllister is going to step aside for a minute. We're going to bring in fantastic guests all the way out from Tampa Bay. Gene Zekeroff, longtime voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, joins the show. Gene, how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing real good. The Bucs are in the playoffs for the first time and since I can remember. And, yeah, you get back to 2007, 13 years. That's a long time, Zach. But, you know, we're moving along. We've got not the first win in the postseason since we beat Oakland for the Super Bowl championship back in 2002. So, yeah, we're doing good. The Bucs are playing well. Don't like the COVID-19, but the whole world is dealing with it. So, we'll move forward. Remote broadcasts are not fun. At least I won't need my overcoat in the Mercedes Superdome this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. You wouldn't be the first to complain about that in the press box. I can assure you that.
Yeah, I wear scarf, gloves, and overcoat. It's cold up there. You know, we carry the oxygen mask, too. We're way up in the air.
That's
anyway,
right. Absolutely. Gene, of course, also the longtime voice of the Florida State Seminoles. And so a busy, busy man this time of the year, college basketball. Mm-hmm. Around as well as now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers into the playoffs. And Gene, I want to ask you, you know, certainly this has been a very exciting year in Tampa Bay. You guys, you know, the signing of a player, generational player like Tom Brady, you know, really led, I think, to the entire organization feeling like the playoffs were all but a foregone conclusion. But you guys have really seen Tampa play its best football here kind of down the stretch. So, you know, we last saw the Bucs in week 9, and really since then, over the last 4 games of the season, Tampa Bay averages 499 yards a game offensively. So talk about this team, how kind of come together. You know, we saw them in week 1, we saw them in the middle of the season, the first game with Antonio Brown, and yet here we are, you know, several weeks later, and it's looking like it's gelling in Tampa.
Yeah. Zach, borrow from Charles Dickens, these are the best of times, these are the worst of times. You know, in the best of times, the Bucs are in the playoffs. 507 yards of offense last week against the Washington football team, and that's a franchise record for postseason. That's a lot of yards in any game. Tom Brady, 12, he passed for 385. Just another day at the office for Tom Brady, 385, a couple of touchdowns. But those are the best of times, the worst of times. Carrying the ball 5 times for a total of 8 yards against New Orleans, turning the ball over 3 times on interceptions that led to short field touchdowns for Drew Brees and company, and then obviously third down conversions. Well, we were about 1 for 9, 1 for 10 in that ball game, and that adds up to the worst times. And surprisingly, the Buccaneers scored points, 38-3. It took a field goal with 5:52 to go. But we did get the field goal, avoided the shutout. But that's the only good thing about that football game. And if I'm Coach Bruce Arians, I probably took the video and the film and the digi drives or whatever they use anymore. They were those Microsoft things. I just threw them all in the trash, and it began again. The Bucs are a different team, Zach, since the bye week. We had the latest bye week in the league, and we came back and beat, I think, a decent Minnesota team, but just had some hard luck this season, and we beat them and went on to, you know, went 4 in a row to finish the regular season, earned the number 5 seed in the playoffs, and playing with some confidence. Went to Washington last week, and it's tough on the road regular season, let alone playoffs. But the Bucs got a bit of a break when you had a quarterback come in making his first career start because Alex Smith was not available due to a calf injury. But sometimes in history, if you look back, the Bucs have made Joe Montanas out of backup quarterbacks. last year we did when Teddy Bridgewater came in. You know, we couldn't stop Teddy. But we figured out a way to finally stop Taylor Heineke, and it won that game 31 to 23. Missed an extra point, missed a two-point try. Should have had more points than we did. But, hey, I'll take a win on the road and advance to the divisional round. But that's sort of, in a nutshell, Zach, the story of the Bucket season. Brand-new quarterback, lay an egg in the first game, no preseason. Pick six never helps to begin the second half, and that's what happened in New Orleans. And then lay the biggest egg of the season. Tom Brady, I think, had a 35.5 quarterback rating his rookie year, maybe his second year in the NFL. His quarterback rating against the Saints in that second game, week 9, was like 40.5. And that's not characteristic of Tom Brady and his body work, as they say, and his Hall of Fame resume. That's one that I'll guarantee you he threw that video out and has probably never even thought about that game since.
Speaking with the voice of the Buccaneers, Gene Deckerhoff. Gene, in the second matchup, we saw the Saints defensive front really get after Tom Brady. That's an area he's really struggled under pressure this year. That in that game, you were without Ali Marpet, who I think is your best offensive lineman. But in the first playoff game now, you guys lose Alex Kopa, the right starting right guard. How's that offensive line hung up down the stretch? How have they looked? And do you think that the loss of Kopa is going to be a big issue for you?
Well, you know, that's probably going to be an issue for everybody. You lose an offensive lineman. One thing, knock on wood, the Bucs have been fortunate. We have not had that many serious injuries that took players out of the game in the offensive line. You mentioned Ali Marpet. He did miss a couple of games, concussion protocol, and he is back and playing, I think, at a Pro Bowl level, although getting votes for the Pro Bowl if you play for the Buccaneers. You don't get many of them. You know, Jason Pierre-Paul is our only Pro Bowl player and well-deserved. 9.5 sacks. He leads us in sacks. But then again, you know, JPP played for the New York Giants. You got a lot of media, a lot of folks that vote in that New York market, you know. So I'll bet you if Levante David and Devin White played a couple of years in that big blue and red in New York City, they might get some more votes for the Pro Bowl. But anyway, it's nice to talk about, Zach. But if you don't make it great, if you don't, you know, fine. Just mosey on. Offensive linemen probably, they're the last ones that want any accolades at all. The number one thing an offensive, and you know this for a fact, the number one thing an offensive lineman wants is not to have a referee throw a flag for holding or a false start on first down and 10, you know? But, Allie's back healthy. This Tristan Wirfs kid is probably playing at a level no one even dreamed of. I know he's a first-round pick, but sometimes it takes a while for even, you know, first-round picks to really get into that NFL mode. But Wirfs has allowed just one quarterback sack all season long. That's incredible. And I believe he's only been penalized twice, maybe just once. And for a rookie to come in and play at the level he's playing at, he'll be on the all-rookie teams if he already isn't. Now, as far as Alex Kappa, this kid's tough. He last year in the game in New Orleans, he broke his arm. And he just came over and told the athletic trainer, he said, my arm's sore, but I can play. He played the entire second half with a broken arm. Now, granted, it wasn't a compound fracture, but it was a fracture, and it hurts. But he didn't tell anybody that he was in pain. He's a tough kid. Injured his foot, MRIs. He's on the injury list. I have not heard any more than he took the MRIs, and that's all the team has to tell you. Now, he's on the injury list, is not participating, whether that means he's questionable, doubtful, or out. We won't know until, I guess, the list will come out today. And then tomorrow, I think the teams have to declare who is in and who is out. But we'll wait and see. But without Alex, fellow that we picked up on the practice squad, Preston DeDuty had to start. Ted Larson, he's a fellow that grew up in Palm Harbor, Florida. I didn't know anything about it working on this game. He grew up in Palm Harbor, was a Buccaneers fan, and was drafted by New England out of North Carolina State. And New England waived him. We picked him up, put him on the roster, and he played about 10 games between 2010 and 2013. He's been around the league, and I think last week was probably not his best game. But when you're pressed into duty, you know, moments of notice like that, I mean, it's tough. Although I did, Zach, you could appreciate this. I think I heard on a radio sports talk show this week that Cleveland had a guy that they picked up the week before the Pittsburgh playoff game. He started and played a heck of a game, and they beat Pittsburgh. And he walked in the locker room, and nobody knew it. So, you know, things like that happen. Maybe Ted Larson can walk in this week if Kappa can't play and take on Kappa's role and see how that happens. You did mention one thing about Antonio Brown, and I had forgotten that game, week 9, was his first game. And, you know, you bring in a superstar, a guy with the resume that Antonio has on the field. And you say, well, you got to get the ball to this guy. And sometimes maybe you overplay your hand, and he did not have a great game, but hey, who expected a great game? And maybe that caused a little bit. I don't think it did, but maybe they got a little bit off kilter, maybe 7 cylinders instead of 8. Although Zach, the modern generation have no idea what 8 cylinders mean because they don't 8 cylinder cars anymore. But okay, to operate on 3 cylinders out of 4, or maybe 1 electrode out of a battery. I don't know. But Antonio Brown has played exceptionally well. He got a touchdown in the last, I think, 4 games in a row. He's a playmaker after the catch. I think he's going to be a big plus in this meeting on Sunday between the Bucs and the Saints. And another thing, we really miss Ronald Jones II. He is our leading rusher, over 1,100 yards from scrimmage, 22 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. He missed a couple of games toward the end of the season, or he'd have had 1,000 or more. And I'll promise you, Zach, and I'll promise New Orleans fans, that if the Buccaneers don't run the ball 5 times in the first 5 minutes, I will be completely shocked out of my booth chair. 5 carries for 8 yards at an NFL football game? That is absolutely awful. And Bruce Arians agreed, said, I don't know what I was thinking. We're never going to have a game like that again. So I promise you, 5 rushes of the football, probably on the first series.
Well, I know this. I had anxiety watching that as a former offensive lineman to see that few rushing attempts in a game during that. And
they got 8 more yards than you and I put together.
that is a true statement. I do think it's worth noting now, Gene, you talked about the Cleveland Brown offensive lineman who Baker Mayfield said after the game, that player's name was Blake Hance from my alma mater.
Yeah.
Northwestern
Hance. I knew
University.
It started with an H.
So,
it was
that's
Hance.
Right. So, yeah. Hance. Yeah. So, you know, listen, I said I knew who it was. You know, it's ironic. I wasn't even playing, but I knew who it was. But no question, it is that time of the year where you have some people, you know, kind of pressed into service. Last one for you, Gene, here. We'll let you go. What do you see? You know, the Bucs have lost twice to the Saints. Obviously, one of those, I think, a bit of an outlier. I certainly don't think these two teams are 35 points apart. But what does Tampa Bay have to do in this football game to give themselves an opportunity to win?
Well, number one, you've got to establish some kind of run. And New Orleans is tough to run on in the playoffs. I mean, they just absolutely throttled Chicago. I watched that game, and it was amazing how New Orleans just absolutely, totally dominated that game. I'm surprised the score was as close as it was. That's nowhere indicative of how dominating Saints were against the Chicago Bears. They were more dominating against the Bears than they were against the Bucs in Week 9. But across the board, the Saints defensively are as good as it gets in the playoffs. What, second overall, tops against the run. So I say establish the run. That's easy for an announcer to say. Now can the team do it? Have to convert on third downs. 1 conversion in 9 or 10 attempts, that's horrible. You can't win football games converting 10% or less on third down. And then third, you got to protect the ball. You look at those 3 touchdowns that Drew was fortunate to throw against the Bucs. I think all 3 of them came on short fields, maybe a 25-yard after turnovers by the Bucs, maybe a 25-yard drive, a 37-yard drive, a 50-yard drive. So, but you can't turn it over and give Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara and Thomas the rest of those weapons. But where does Deontay Harris come from? You know, I'm watching the guys. Who is that? Who is that guy? I look at my depth chart. So, oh, that's the punter. But the keys on offense, protect the ball, convert third down, run the ball, keep it away from Drew Brees. And the keys on defense, you got to figure out how to put pressure on Drew, and that's tough to do. I don't think we have a sack in this maybe 1 sack. I have to look that up. But you got to put pressure on Drew. And somehow we've got to solve our defensive secondary problems. We have had problems against very speedy receivers. We gave up 201 yards in the first quarter. Tyreek Hill, a reason why we were embarrassed in the first half by the Kansas City Chiefs. Can't afford to do that against the weapons that the New Orleans Saints have. So that's one. Put pressure on Drew Brees. Figure out a way to cover in the secondary these great receivers the Saints have. And number three, you got to figure out what to do when Taysom Hill comes on the field. You know, he comes on the field, it's third down in about 2. The game at the Superdome back week 1, September 13th, fourth down and 2, and we jump the gun. No, and when Taysom comes in, it looks like everybody scatters. What is he going to do? You know, but that's the third key. If Bucs can do that, do the 3 things I talked about on offense, you know, it'll be a pretty good football game. I hope so.
Yeah, I think it will. I know that everybody's looking forward to it, Gene. We cannot thank you enough for the time. I know schedule is crazy right now, and so we appreciate getting a little bit of it. And sorry I'm not going to see you in the Superdome, but hopefully next season, buddy. Thank you again so much.
You know, Zach, the night before that ball game, I'm going to get a piece of dry toast and pretend it's a beignet, you know, from Café Dumont. And that'll be as close as I get to New Orleans this year. Have a great broadcast. Well,
yeah, thanks so much. The great Gene Deckerhoff. We'll step away. This is Fans and the Pros on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.